5 minutes to 8, right here on Res FM in 60 minutes with me, Tsidi Seme. And if you just joined us, good evening to you. So the ability to hear and communicate well plays a critical role in our well-being. However, many of us take our hearing for granted, which leads us not to take enough preventive or corrective measures to protect and preserve our ability to hear as we get older. And to discuss the matter further, we are now joined by CEO of Senior Living, Mr. Barry Kangensen. Barry, good evening and welcome to Res FM in 60 Minutes.
Hi, thanks for having me on the show.
Some people are aware perhaps of a developing hearing problem. However, they do not know what to do, where to go. Now, how bad is the problem of hearing?
I think, as you say, the ability to hear and communicate well is critical to our lives in all respects. From our perspective, we're a senior living, and we're developers, owners, and operators of senior living communities throughout South Africa. So our residents, of course, being in the older age group, are very prone to hearing loss. And hearing loss causes a number of psychosocial issues, such as depression, social isolation. It contributes to cognitive decline. Of course, it makes one also more prone to trips and falls. So to provide regular assistance with hearing-related issues is very critical for us in ensuring the well-being of our residents. Of course, the other thing is that hearing loss cannot be reversed. It's critical to take action as early as possible in order to ensure that the impact of hearing loss can be mitigated as much as possible.
And what are some of the symptoms of hearing loss?
The first is really a struggle with sort of high-frequency sounds like women and children's voices and the inability to hear sounds like S and TH. And of course, the obvious things like turning up the volume on the TV more than, you know, what would normally be acceptable. But the strongest predictor really, besides the symptoms, is simply age. 25% of people between the age of 65 and 74 has had disabling hearing loss. Whereas if one gets to the over 75 age cohort, about 50% of people have disabling hearing loss. And that manifests itself in a number of problems. I think what the important thing to note is that the ear, whilst the ear does the mechanical work of hearing, most of the listening and interpretation activity actually takes place in the brain. So when one is not able to hear well, the brain activity actually decreases. And that leads to, that, as I said earlier, that cognitive decline. Another interesting fact is that there was a study by John Hopkins School of Public Health in the United States. And they monitored a whole lot of older people over a 12-year period. And they found that mild hearing loss actually doubles the risk of someone developing dementia. Moderate hearing loss triples the risk of someone developing dementia. And severe hearing loss results in 5 times the risk of developing dementia. So you can kind of see how critical hearing is to one's overall well-being as one gets older.
Hearing loss, it's mostly common when it comes to older people. What we'd like to find out from you, Barry, is that at what stage does hearing loss start being a problem?
I can only really talk for older people. I'm sure it's a problem across the board, but I think it's certainly more prevalent as people get older, almost like as a natural consequence of age. Another interesting point is that men tend to have hearing problems probably 10 to 20 years before women do, which is just another interesting fact. And the other thing is that people generally, only about 20% of people who present with hearing problems actually go and get treatment and help. And hearing aid users generally wait about 10 years after diagnosis before wearing a hearing aid. So all these factors, when prevalent in older people, I think probably more so than younger people, have quite an impact on people's lives. I think we need to just be cognizant of this and make sure that people are getting their hearing test when they reach the age where they are likely to have difficulties.
Sir, thank you so much for your time on Res FM in 60 Minutes.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
That was the CEO of Senior Living, Mr. Barry Kangensen. You are still tuned in to Res FM in 60 Minutes.
Where the facts